But people have been texting in like crazy. I always have to tell people, when we know you're coming on, for the first 2 hours, I'm always just like, don't text until 8 o'clock, okay? We're trying to do other things here. But people are just so happy to see you.
I love
and
it.
Happy to talk with you here. So let's dive right in, shall we?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. We have Hillary from Ossipee texting in. She says her best friend recently passed away. She was 34 weeks pregnant. They were able to save her baby boy, but she didn't make it, unfortunately. She said it's so tragic. She never got to meet her son. She's curious to know if she's at peace and if she can, and she knows how beautiful her son is.
Oh, my gosh. She's beyond at peace. And I have goosebumps all over my body, especially on my arms. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it, Tito.
Oh, seriously.
How many years have we been doing this? You still get the heebie-jeebies. Yeah, your friend is so much at peace. And that little boy is such a... I get the word he's a darling, but it's not my normal verbiage, so I know it's coming through spirit. But that little boy is here to be a game changer in the world. And because his mother passed, he got wrapped in like triple the love that we would give to any other child. So this kid is coming with a foundation built that unfortunately it comes out of the tragedy of losing his mom. But the mom was more than at peace with the way in which it unfolded. Really beautiful.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That one's good. That one goes out to Hillary from Ossipee. We have Jackie from Berlin texting in, wants to know how 2020 is going to be.
It's so funny. I'm giggling because I got like, yeah, like I want to dance. I want to wiggle. I feel like this is your year to shine. Like I'm going to have a party for you. You're great. It's so funny. They're not giving me any specifics, but the way my body feels is phenomenal. I feel strong. I feel fluid. I just feel aware. I feel like, yeah, whatever. I feel like I'm at the arcade and it's like, oh, I can kill that zombie. Oh, yeah, I can get Pac-Man. Like, whatever. It's like you're on top of the world. I feel like guns a-blazing.
So it could be a good year for Jackie
I
then.
I would like to be you, yes.
Yeah, okay, all right. Fair enough. We have Beck from Brownfield texting in, wondering where her career is headed. And he dives.
Oh, not where you are right now. I feel like you need to use your brain again. Like, I feel like your head's on a little bit crooked, and I feel like I want to, like, fix it, straighten it on, screw it on straight, and then they're showing me, like, the Disney monorail. I haven't been to Disney since high school, so I don't even know if they still have the monorail.
Me neither, to be honest.
But I'm seeing, like, the minute you make the decision and it's go time, I see you hopping on a monorail and, like, tripling your income and going to the top.
Right.
But it's time to start considering your options.
Something to think about for Beck. I just want to give everybody a reminder, too. We are recording all of the full moon readings. And if we understand I have to go away from your radio, whatever the case may be, we'll post up all the audio later today on our website. You'll be able to check it out, conwaymagic.com. So do not let that be a reason to not text in.
No, text in, take a shower.
Yeah.
You'll hear it later.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Absolutely. Text it in. Again, that number, 603-356-9145. Lisa from North Conway texting in. She says she's been having this feeling that somebody close to her is going to pass. No one specific. Mm-hmm. However, lots of faces are popping up in her head.
Is it someone that you know? Yes. I get a really weird taste in the back of my throat. Kind of like an infected taste. Here's the deal. When you get those things, I don't think that it's for you to be hypervigilant or to say anything to anybody to change their outcome at the moment. When I have clients come into my office and they're like, oh my gosh, I had this horrible dream and then it happened, and it happens once a year. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's just the universe giving you validation that there's something bigger at play. And we're not always, as much as we think we're in the driver's seat, we are to some extent, but the universe knows what's in everybody's best interest. So everything happens with perfection, whether or not we agree with it or not, it does. And I do get, yes, there is somebody who might have like an illness, like a bronchitis or a pneumonia or something where there's a lot of gunk in my throat, but I feel like they're going to come through it. I just think you're getting a heads up so that if somebody starts getting a deep cough or like postnasal drip, you get to say, hey, you know what? Maybe you should go to the doctor. But they have free will. They're going to make their own decision.
Right.
Free will is a stinker. Like, we can do some damage with that.
And we've talked about free will before in the past, talking about how even maybe if there's another type of reading and somebody doesn't necessarily agree with it or want that to happen.
Yeah, you can change it.
They can change it.
Yep, that's why you get redos.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Lisa from Madison texting in. She said her twin sister's mother-in-law has passed away. Anything from her?
I get such a warmth around my shoulders. It's not like up high on my shoulders. It's down a little bit lower, like I'm wearing the shawl a little bit lower. It's so funny. That mother-in-law, the only regret I get is that she wishes that she could have been really old. It's kind of like, oh, I can't wait to be that old lady where I can say whatever I want. And the only regret is I feel like she died before she got to be snarky, because I don't feel snarkiness with the other people that she presents herself to. Maybe within the family she could get short with people, but she's not snarky.
All right, that one goes out to Lisa from Madison. We have Haley from Madison texting in. It was her older brother's anniversary the other day. Does he have anything to say to us? I'm assuming the anniversary.
It's interesting. He gives me kind of a serious look. I feel like people are still wrapped around the grief and the death and the peace of him being gone, and he's asking for that to be released so that you can make space for light and love. The grumpy face is more like, what the hell? Oops, am I allowed to say that one?
Okay. Hell's fine. Okay, thank you. We play Lizzo's good as hell. You're okay, good. Don't worry about it.
I get like, what the hell is wrong with you people? Why are you still grieving? Like, I'm gone. You're alive. Go rock the world.
All right, there we go. Yeah, fair enough.
I didn't see like a big button or hammer pop out of the wall and smack me, so thank you.
You're all set. We have Raina from Tamworth texting in. She's going on a trip very soon. Was wondering how that's going to go.
It's going to be awesome. They're singing the song, But in the Water, Toes in the Sand. You're going to have a blast. It just feels really good, and it feels really relaxing. And I get like giggles and playfulness bubbling up out of you while you're away, not while you're here.
Wow. See, that's somebody that I'm jealous of now.
I know, me too.
You're going to go on a nice trip. Carol from Berlin texting in. She said that her dad passed away back in 2006 and has been on her mind lately. She has a question for him. Does her dad have any questions, any messages?
He's kind of like, the visual he's giving me is like you're holding a ball of Play-Doh and you're rolling it and rolling it and rolling it and you don't know what you want to make out of it, but you know that you have to keep using it so that you don't lose it and it doesn't get hard and dried. So he's asking you, what is it you want? Like, his hands are closed right now. And so if you... It's interesting. It's kind of like my hands are together in prayer, but they're pointed at Gino across the studio. And he's asking you to open them up and like, look at what you have, get your bearings, and then tell him what you want and pick the direction. And he can get you there. He's saying, I don't care if you need a direction for 5 minutes or 5 days or 5 years. You can always change course when you want to come to the rest stop and pause. So funny. I'm opening my hands like a preacher. Mm-hmm. Be curious what your dad did. Like, why is he holding my hands like a Bible or a book?
All right, that one goes out to Carol from Berlin. Maybe she can text in and shine some light on that. That number, 603-356-9145. This is how full moon readings works. We go through them rapid fire. We try to get through as many as possible. So keep texting in, 603-356-9145. We'll be back after a quick break. It's magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.